can ride in the sleeper berth of an 18-wheeler. And technically, at least in some states, you can ride in a trailer. If there is a way to exit. But is it safe?
Probably not.
Absolutely not. Extremely dangerous.
Yeah, I could see that. You know, you get that ice road trucking.
Because of the lack of seats, restraints, safety features.
Jackknife. A lot of jackknifing, especially with greasy roads.
According to truckersreport.com, which is where I go for all my trucking information.
Yeah. Like they said, like in Seinfeld, nothing sexier than a woman behind a rig of an 18-wheeler. I don't know if you
Big
remember
Linda.
That. There.
What's this new addition in the studio here that's in front of us?
I didn't know there was a TV in here either down at the lower level.
Well, there is, yeah, but that's
that,
not...
That's not new?
That's not new. That's been there since day one, and we've never turned it on. We don't know what it does.
So why is it there?
Not sure.
So...
Can I, if I may, and I could wait till tomorrow with this, but trick-or-treating happened Friday, right? Jesse, I don't know how your trick-or-treating went.
He was the hit of the neighborhood. Remember.
I wasn't there, but reports
were. You didn't get as many kids?
Pretty low turnout this year, yeah.
Why is there no 100 grands anymore? Is that company gone out of business? Do they not make 100 grands? Nobody gives out 100 grand.
No, our girls got a few of them.
Yeah,
we had 100 grand in the whole bucket, and that's Sarah and I both. That's our deal, and we both like it. No, I mean, one. She comes back with a satchel full of candy.
Satchel.
And there's one blanking 100 grand in a whole blanking joint.
Oh, my goodness. They now make 100 grand ice cream bars? Does that interest you at all?
Oh, that would be good.
Oh, my gosh.
Might have to swing by and pick up a few of those at Sendix the next time.
Is it just more, like, are they more expensive or do people not? Because
I don't think so. Because
that is such, it should be the go-to for everybody.
Yeah, our marriage functions similarly in that department. That is both Paula's favorite and my favorite as well. And we bought those last year for Halloween, and then we voted not to give them out, and we gave out other stuff and kept them because that's how popular they are. But they are still available. I can buy them right now online, in fact.
I would bet, and I only have a small sample size, but even looking around, because what these kids do now, they'll throw all their candy down, they'll do some horse trading, right? Oh,
sure.
I'll give you this for this. Oh, nobody wants Almond Joy.
That's what I've heard.
There were not many 100 grand. And I wonder why.
Are you?
Because who doesn't love 100 grand? Like, if you're asking, you can only have one candy bar.
Chocolate,
out of this whole
caramel,
deal.
And crisped rice.
Like, it's just, you get the crunch. It's just a great candy bar. Snickers is fine. Milky Way is fine. I'm all about, now that I'm a Food Network guy, texture. Gotta have texture. Twix gives you a little texture.
Yeah.
Twix still gets thrown in there. There's all kinds of Twixes and Snickers and Milky Ways.
Oh, my.
I don't see Three Musketeers. I think that's just a fact. I don't think it's a popular deal. If you're telling me 100 grand is dropped into popularity, I'll tell you you're nuts. It's the best, Jerry, the best, and there was nothing.
So as I do a little research, much like I did on riding
a bag of
the truck.
I think there might be a shortage on crisps.
I don't think that's
I
it.
I think there might be a conspiracy theory in play here that maybe your kids also like 100 grands the best,
no.
And they're hiding them from you.
No, because Eleanor's pretty straight. She's a straight shooter. Now, Max might play coy with me and hide some stuff. Now, Eleanor's going to shoot straight.
So what I have discovered as I have done my research, if you're interested, because I don't know how Sarah does this, but Paula and I... You buy the variety pack bags, right, at the store for trick-or-treat to give out.
Yep.
It's not in any of those. The only one that I found is the one that has Butterfinger, Nestle Crunch.
What is in the variety pack?
Is
that what you're doing? I go boo in a bar.
So there's one that has the York Peppermint Patty, a Reese's Peanut Butter Cup, the Almond Joy,
okay,
and the Kit Kat.
Okay.
So what I'm saying...
Get rid of those. Put 100 grand in there. Let's go. That's a Costco deal, I'm guessing.
Right,
right?
No, they're at a variety of various retailers. I've come across one so far. Kit Kat appears to be in just about every variety pack bag.
Everybody likes a Kit Kat, yeah.
Kit Kat's fine in this variety pack. We don't need York peppermint patties in a gift pack.
I think these are different candy manufacturers. And so the one that I am looking at that has the 100 grand is Butterfinger, Crunch Bar, 100 grand, and Baby Ruth.
And that's Nestle brand.
Yes,
yeah.
And so I am telling you that I think that people are buying these Kit Kat ones that are just littered with Kit Kats. We went to the girls' golf banquet last night, and the golf coach, who's an awesome guy, had candy for – he had prizes for – the. I mean, it was phenomenal. Like, he is a – not only is he a really, really good coach, he's a really good dude.
Coach Penza. He can help you break 200.
He could. There's no way I would have trouble if I got three lessons from him. But I'd rather him spend his quality time with the girls and making them better. But
selfless. There were no. Don't get mad. Why are you banging the drum like you're at a Packers game? Jeez.
When you're feeling mad and you want to roar, take a deep breath and count to four. My point is that I don't think Baby Ruth, Butterfinger, and Crunch are popular enough that if you want to buy these variety packs and 100 grand is only in these variety packs with these three, I'm not buying that one. There's one that's got like malted milk balls and all. I'm telling you that 100 grand is suffering by the candy bars around it in the variety pack.
So,
because it's the best one by far of those four.
100 grand is the Joe Burrow of the NFL.
No.
Okay, so what is it then? What is 100 grand in an NFL term?
Well, no, because Joe Burrow's got two great wide receivers.
Yeah, that's the opposite of what we're trying to say.
I mean, no, Nestle Crunch is a fine candy bar. I'm fine with that.
It's basically a 100 grand without the caramel.
The caramel's kind of critical.
It's really more like...
This is what I'm saying.
It's kind of more like Mahomes, honestly. Like, Mahomes is...
Surrounded by a bunch of mediocrity.
Yeah, it's surrounded by things that are okay.
Travis Kelce's mediocre. Chris Jones is mediocre. Andy Reid's mediocre. Get out of
no,
here.
No, the offensive... The, come on.
Like,
you
the
know
skill
he,
position.
He, yeah, but he was winning
Rasheed
with...
Rice?
Kelce's past his prime.
Okay.
The Tell point
Taylor
is...
Kind of like the Baby Ruth.
Mahomes is the best, and you can change out the pieces around it, and Mahomes is still going to be great, but can he carry a team
carry
all
a
the way to the title
pack.
Better
this
than the Hershey
me, no, you know what this
that
reminds
the Eagles
me of,
have?
This reminds me of all of these new streaming services. Like, you can bundle stuff, and you can really like it, or you can sit here and say, who's the stand? Netflix is the 100 grand of candy.
Yeah.
Like, they don't bundle with anybody. It's like, you're going to get this, you got to get it on your own. It sounds to me like if you want 100 grand, you ain't going to get a variety pack. You're going straight to the source.
You're going to get a bag of all of it. Right.
Whereas all these other ones, you got Hulu and Disney and all this. It's a big old bundle, and you pick and choose what's in there. But if you want Netflix, you got to go get it. That's the 100 grand of streaming services.
Yes.
Fair?
You nailed it now.
That'll work.
And thank you for allowing me to finish my research, because I basically walked you right into that analogy and you nailed it.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Appreciate you.
Tell
buddy.
Me more about Pella Windows and Doors
you.
Of Wisconsin.
Why don't you go again? Pound your hand like, what's that, Thomas the Hammer? Pounding down.
Thomas and I'm pounding, the Hammer?
I'm pounding down. If you're looking for windows and doors, there's only one place to go, and that's Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. And when it comes to your home, the smart play, trust Gina Della and her team at Pella. This month, score a whole house of new energy efficient Pella windows for as low as $297 a month, zero interest for up to 72 months. That is like a drive you can sustain for years, keeping your home comfortable thanks to the incredible defense played by Pella Windows, stopping all of those drafts. Don't wait. Schedule your free consultation today at PellaWI.com.
What's Thomas the Hammer?
I don't know.
Who is the angry dude? LeBron used to always talk about him. He gets mad, and he's like, wears a yellow shirt, and he's pounding on the thing. I think his name's Thomas the Hammer.
Thomas the Hammer, LeBron James. Search that. I'll do that after I get more information on riding in the back of an 18-wheeler. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
So I always enjoy
when you do that. Like, you obviously wanted to get the candy conversation in before we were too far removed from Halloween. So you kind of jammed it in there. And so now in the YouTube comments...
I mean, obviously
comments,
I couldn't do it yesterday. It was
right.
Big, tough loss.
I agree.
Calls.
No, I agree with your timing. I agree with your topic. I just get a kick out of, you know, there's some folks in here, oh, it must be a slow content day.
No, it's not
but,
at all.
But A, you obviously you're new here, that you don't understand that that's how this show works. Secondly, though... Of course, now you've touched off in
wait,
both...
slow content day. Who said that?
Wyoming Sam.
Wyoming Sam. Come on now. Hang with us. Not everything needs to be, oh, the Packers stink.
Trade
like, we're going through the process. There's, you know, we're still in, I don't know when, it's Tuesday, bargaining, like, oh, well, they didn't play good because Tucker got hurt. All
anger.
This, and we'll accept it and... Just wolf down a candy bar and chillax for a second.
Go boo in a bar.
Yeah, you can boo in a bar.
So, aside from Sam, you've touched off in both the Madison and Milwaukee YouTube chats, which you can't join
yeah,
because
I'm still
you
irritated
haven't figured
about that. I'll figure it out
yeah,
someday.
Yeah. Just like you'll post your own poll on Twitter someday. A debate about candy.
Okay.
And Gériard, our French correspondent and unpaid staffer at 565 Analytics. Rough week for the Steinhoffel sleepers of the week. You
yeah,
won
no one should
Emmanuel
have had a
Wilson.
Victory this week.
Well, at some point, somebody has to win.
It certainly was not Jesse. But is this a controversial take from Gériard? Butterfingers have to go. Trash candy bar.
I like Butterfingers.
You know what? Butterfingers on the surface are good, but the
oof,
residue
the flaky,
that it leaves in your teeth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. I'm with
but
you.
You know what's funny about that? I love Dots. And Dots leave more residue than
yeah,
Butterfinger.
Yeah, I don't like Dots because they're so sticky.
Yeah, it's a sticky.
Yeah, I don't like those.
Yep.
I was able
I didn't
to
see
skip
many Dots
a lot of
getting handed
today.
Around this weekend so. Either. A lot of licorice. Twizzler must be firing in his grab bag because there's a lot of licorice in
get
these
little,
things.
Get a little Twizzlers and 100 grands in the same variety pack. Now you're talking.
Are they needed? So really what you're advocating for is not necessarily like rebranding the 100 grand. You want to have the 100 grand form a super team in a bag with other great candies, and then you could buy like multiples of those and leave the others behind.
I just don't think there's a finer candy bar than 100 grand. Say to take that for where you want to take it. I think it's a fine candy bar.
I'm going to take it to a segue into a different conversation. And Jesse has this on the sheet. I have not read Rob Domofsky's latest work in the power rankings, which I noticed you didn't even bother to try and get those in today on the rundown.
No, I did.
Oh, we just skipped over it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. For
candy? We did candy power rankings, kind of, so that's good, too.
We did. Yeah. In the power rankings... Rob Domofsky chooses the most important remaining game on the Packers' schedule.
That's about as easy as pie.
I'm going to say it's the Thanksgiving game against the Detroit Lions. Is that as easy as
yes.
you agree, or are you going to say Monday night
yeah,
against
no,
the Eagles?
No.
Or
no, it's the Detroit game.
Jesse,
Detroit.
Is that what he selected?
Rob's trying too
we're
hard.
We're questioning Rob.
Nah, he's trying too hard.
Knowledge.
Most important remaining game. Week 12, Sunday, November 23rd, hosting the Minnesota Vikings.
I'll be at that game.
I'm eager to hear his explanation.
I'll be at that game too.
Are you?
Yeah.
I think we should probably talk offline. I think we should do a show
right.
up there on Monday.
Rob Domofsky writes, and we quote, "We could have picked any of the remaining NFC North games because the Packers still have five of them left in a hotly contested division. The Vikings game marks the beginning of three straight divisional games, so let's go with that one. The Packers have won their only NFC North matchup so far, beating the Lions way back in Week 1. Last season, Green Bay went just 1-5 in the division. Right now, the Pack are clinging to a half-game lead in the standings. ESPN bold Packers reporter Rob Domofsky.
I don't. Did he just avoid the low-hanging fruit like Tausch does?
He maybe did.
Is that what he did there?
Or maybe he saw what happened on Sunday and he thinks that Minnesota's more of a threat than Detroit. I still don't. I still think it's Detroit and Green Bay until proven otherwise. But every divisional game is going to be important. And obviously, you need to win your home games and you need to win your home divisional games. And Green Bay's only had one and they've done their job so far. But every game moving forward is important, as Rob mentioned. But I think if you're not going to take the Detroit game, I would pick this Monday night. If this team wants to get, and my theory is correct, on somebody winning that one seed and finding a way to get it done, you're going to have to, you know, that tiebreaker is going to be huge. And obviously, Green Bay, Philly, you're at home. You lose that game, you really lose a game and a half to them. And that's a lot to overcome, especially when their division is El Stinko and our division is El Tuffo. Like, they're going to have games against a Washington team that's basically donezo, a Giants team that is basically donezo that already beat them, and then a Cowboys team that is a you-know-what show.
They've actually already played the Giants twice.
Oh, they're done with the Giants.
They are donezo with the Giants this
year. They're
donezo
with the donezos. Mm. And they only got one against Washington. The Packers' remaining schedule, Matt LaFleur misspoke yesterday. We're 5-2-1. We've got 10 games to go.
So you think we're going to get beaten in the first round?
I think he thinks we're going to get out in the first round again.
They've got 9 regular season games
Maddie.
To go. Home games against the Eagles, the Vikings, the Bears, and the Ravens.
Quoth nevermore.
When are they going to announce when that game is? When are they supposed to do that?
Yeah, I don't know.
Trying to make some holiday plans around here.
The last three games are fluid at the moment. Remaining road games at the New York Giants, at the Detroit Lions, at the Denver Broncos, at the Chicago Bears, and at the Minnesota Vikings.
I think if they go 3-2 in those roadies, I'll be happy.
The Bears game on December 20th, that's a Saturday game, could be at 3:05 or 7:10. And then the final two games against the Ravens and the Vikings are TBD on the kickoff.
You got to think that'll be a 7 o'clock now, because the other game that day that they're debating between is Eagles and Commanders.
And Jaden Daniels' arm is pointing the wrong direction at the moment.
Yes, so I think that looked a lot better going into the season than it will when we get to the third to last week of the season. And the Bears are playing well.
They are. They've won 5 in a row, right?
I believe so. They lost to the Ravens last week. But
cool, nevermore.
Yeah.
A lot of nevermores. How do you feel about those final 9 games? They're 5-2-1. If I said you have to go to Hard Rock Casino Rockford and play craps with Jesse Nelson and then put a wager on the Packers' final win total, looking at those 9 games and their current standing at 5-2-1, what are you putting them at?
I'd set the number at 10.5.
And you would take fewer, less, under?
The problem is,
I like 10-6-1 right now.
10-6-1 ain't going to get it done to win the division.
I don't think so. A lot of road games on that schedule.
This Carolina game could be one that we look back at the end of the season.
An inflection point in the season.
Yeah, Panther loss sucks. It's just a bad loss. Yeah. And do I think they'll win the rest of their games at home? I think they should never lose a home game. You have a great team or a team that you think is a championship contender, you don't lose at home.
Starting with the Eagles on Monday night.
Old boy always said, win your home game, split on the road, win, get a bye, and go win a championship. That was old boy. That obviously isn't
Mike Sherman.
You name any of the coaches that coached at the Green Bay Packers, that's their theory. And it's a good theory. John Theory, RIP. So when you look at this, Do I think they're going to beat Denver? I don't think they're going to beat Denver. I said that from the jump. I think Denver's
a you did.
That is going to be a sludge of sludge games. The Detroit Lions, who knows? All of these games, as we just saw on Sunday, they'd lose every one of these games. They could end up at 5-11-1. Don't think that's going to be the case. They could also end up at 13-3-1. I would think that you're going to find that sweet spot. 11-12 wins is what I would pick for Green Bay to finish with. And that might be good enough to win the division and get a 1 or a 2 seed. And we'd be happier than a clam.
By the way, I did see the ticket the other day. We did get the over-under at Hard Rock Casino Rockford back in May at 9.5. We took more than 9.5
wins. Yeah, I
feel
really good about that.
I'd be shocked if they didn't finish with at least
They can't wins. Win 4 of these last 9. They don't deserve anything, and we don't deserve nothing from the Hard Rock Casino Rockford. Nothing.
Yeah, and they got what they deserved on Sunday with the way they played as well. Did you get what you deserved with Prize Picks? Was
you
it good to be
right?
You
always get what you deserve with Prize Picks. It's fun. It's the best way to cash in on if you want NBA, if you want the NFL, or you want both. Prize Picks makes every game more exciting. Been playing Prize Picks for a while. It is fun, fun, fun. Had a good Sunday. Jordan Moore, the little guy, quarterback for the Panthers.
Bryce Young.
Boy, he is so small. Is he not small,
little man.
Though? Like, he is you look at him, and I wasn't there in person.
He's not a big guy.
It doesn't. Kudos to him, though. He's first overall pick. Kudos to him. Kudos to you for playing Prize Picks. It's simple to play, more or less on at least 2 players. And if you're right, you can cash in. Plus, you can follow other players, copy their lineups in one click in the new feed tab. You also have injury reboots. If your player leaves in the first half and doesn't return, won't count as a loss. Deposits are fast and easy with Venmo, Apple Pay, MasterCard, and more. Download the Prize Picks app today. Use that code WI. You get $50 in lineups after that first $5 lineup. Again, that is code WI on the Prize Picks app. Prize Picks, it's good
to be right. Woe Nelly is next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com.
Suddenly got very lonely in here as the big fella has departed. Or you see his empty seat. That's because he's behind the glass. The great producer, Jesse Nelson, sharing their microphone, sharing the love.
I'm going to leave this on and it's going to be a disaster.
Time now.
It's not a touch screen.
It's not a touch screen. Whoa, Nelly, let's go.
Here, use that one.
What the?
Oh, my God.
Whoa, Nelly.
Oh, my God.
Can't hear anything.
Oh, yeah.
Whoa, Nelly.
You're going to get us kicked off Spotify. Yeah. Again, there's still the Weekend or somebody
here,
playing.
Click over there. See that little blue one on the left, the little arrow there?
Right here?
No, down, down.
This camera angle is amazing,
yeah,
by the way.
That one. Nope, now don't click it there, though. Now
no,
click.
No, don't do that. Not
now
that
click
button.
It.
The guys discuss.
Just the other morning I had breakfast.
You clicked it again?
Oh my
All right,
God.
This isn't as fun as the last time. Last time I was pushing this, it was fine. This doesn't make any sense.
It's not a touch screen.
I can't hear anything.
Yeah, this isn't going very well, is it?
Why are you always trying to stir stuff up, Jason?
Probably he quit.
This is what he wanted to do.
Yeah.
Was buttons like that. He just wants to hit, go boo in a bar.
This didn't
is he coming
also.
Back
He's
now?
Coming me. He's coming back in there. Yeah.
If the topic is good, the guys discuss.
Just the other morning, I had breakfast at Tracy Rocker's house. His mama brought out 15 flapjacks. He said, mama, take back 5 of them flapjacks. I got to stay hungry for the Crimson Tide.
But if it's not, the show must go on. It's time for
Whoa, Nelly!
On Wilde and Tausch.
Sorry to disappoint.
That sucks.
Now he's going to be irritated.
No, I'm irritated.
Yeah.
Come back there. I got all these fun hot buttons. Last time I'm pushing a button, it's Laugh City USA. Can't hear you. Just, you know, you could say, Tosh, it's not going to work today. And I'd have been fine.
I didn't have the foresight to see that it wasn't going to work today.
I can't wait to for Whoa Nelly. I
apologize.
Whoa Nelly!
That's all we got time for on Whoa Nelly.
Oh, I'm all right with that.
Whoa Nelly!
Can I ask you about the Cardinals last night?
The St. Louis Cardinals?
No, the Arizona Cardinals.
Sun Prairie East Cardinals?
No, they have a very interesting quarterback dilemma going on.
How do we feel about really rich people
Whoa.
Complaining about subscriptions?
The New York Jets are trading Sauce Gardner to the Colts.
What?
Wow.
That's saucy.
Indeed it is.
They just signed him to a big fat deal, right? The Jets don't know what the hell they're doing.
Two first-round picks.
From the Colts to the Jets.
Yeah.
Yeah, you draft a guy and you pay him. You believe that he's the guy, and then
you get a new coach and a new GM, and they don't like Sauce Gardner.
The Jets don't know what the hell they're doing. That's the reason they stink every year, and they haven't made the playoffs in 15 years. Colts are going all in, baby. That is an all-in move.
It is.
That's weird. That's what we gave up, in essence, for Micah.
Plus Kenny Clark.
Yeah. Yep.
Hmm.
That's a blockbuster.
Saucy.
Is that...
Packers giving up their 28 and 29 first-round picks, so they wouldn't pick in the first round until 2030. I don't see that.
Is there a chance that that is the biggest trade deadline trade ever?
It's got to be up there. Let me look at some other trade deadlines.
It's a big trade.
It has not been very busy. It's been busier, but they're never at this level.
Trent Richardson, I remember, was one bad. I don't know how long ago that was, 12 years ago or
so.
Yeah,
and it was so an anomaly.
Yeah, but that's the one that always felt like that's what got the trade deadline actually moving in the NFL. It never did anything before that.
Whoa, Nelly!
The Herschel Walker trade was a trade deadline deal, apparently.
It was?
That's what, according to Sports Illustrated.
Well, then, yeah, but that
wins.
Obviously, yeah. What should the Arizona Cardinals do with Jacoby Brissett and Kyler Murray? Because the team is better.
Jacoby Brissett.
They're better with Jacoby Brissett as the starting quarterback, as we saw when the Packers played them a couple of weeks ago. Kyler Murray is apparently back, and he was cleared to be part of some packages last night, but Jacoby Brissett led the team to the victory over the Cowboys. They're 3-5. They're not out of it in the NFC. What do you do?
When Kyler Murray is healthy, you play him. You're paying him top dollar. He's owed, I think, 37 or 38 more million in guarantees. Unless you think you're done with him, and then you put him up on blocks and call it, and you try to trade him. You're not going to be able to trade him. Jacoby Brissett is a nice fill-in, a perfect backup quarterback that can win you a few games. If you're looking to reboot and reset the complete thing and get a young quarterback and have a veteran lead the way, Jacoby Brissett's the perfect fit. But if you still have any hope and belief in Kyler Murray, you play him and you see where he's at. I'm sensing if this continues, they're telling you everything you need to know.
I would play Jacoby Brissett. There's no two ways about it. They are better when he plays. I'd be curious what they're saying inside the building, because that is a difficult thing to do. Another trade has occurred. The Seahawks acquiring wide receiver Rashid Shaheed from the New Orleans Saints, who are clearly sellers. I wonder if this means that Alante Taylor, their corner that's supposed to also be potentially available, will be available, and what the price tag will be for him. Because
what did they get for this guy?
That is not out there yet from Rap Sheet, what the cost was. So there you go.
Receiver Jacoby Myers was going from the Raiders to the Jaguars. I don't know if we said that one yet or not.
I think we said it off the air.
Okay.
But not on the
air. So that's another. So
not everybody listens off the air all the time. That's what I've heard.
I believe we got into the candy discussion after that conversation.
This, you know, you have the haves and the have-nots, and you have the teams that are dumping. This tells me there's a lot of teams. Jacksonville still thinks they're in the mix.
Uh-huh.
It tells you this is why, I mean, this is wide open. That's why for every Packer fan that is all poopy and feeling sorry and feeling all sad, there's plenty of season left and there's plenty of opportunities. I do think if New Orleans is dumping, let's go grab this corner, because the fact that you just said Bo Melton might have to play 65 snaps, defensive back against the Detroit Lions or the Minnesota Vikings.
Yeah, if they have another injury.
But I like Bo Melton's a good kid, man. He plays hard, everything you want. I don't want him. I don't want to put him in that spot. That's not doing right by your player.
No.
At this point in his defensive backfield career.
Right, exactly. Whoa, Nelly!
Whoa, Nelly!
I think we're done here. What are you doing, hand signals back there?
That's how...
The universal hand signal for break.
Yeah, this is break. Time to break.
Boy, that's pretty good stuff. Tell us about... No, there's nothing on here to tell us about.
Nothing more to tell us about.
This is really
something. You want to give another sweatshirt away? A little hoodie?
I don't think we do.
Can we do two today or not? Nobody's
listening.
Nobody's listening.
Out to lunch. Go boo in a bar. We'll wrap things up next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, brought to you by Grassland Butter. Grassland Dairy is Wisconsin. Learn more at grasslandbutter.com.
Ain't a good time, but when is it ever?
I know you want to make the short drive down I-39 like we did in one vehicle today, which Wilde and Tausch can't wait to ask me about tomorrow, being your Uber driver tonight. Can't wait to tell them all about our road trip and all the great times we had.
I don't think
here.
Tausch is going to fit in there.
Kind of a shot.
You know, we're touching.
That's not very nice, Coach.
No, I'm just saying.
Tosh is a big boy. I mean, I've lost a little bit of weight.
We're not saying anything about Tosh. We're just saying in the vehicle we came in today, he would not have fit.
Okay.
Sounds like they're saying something about Tausch.
Yeah. Why do we? I'm so sick of this. And I started this when I.
I'm just saying.
We beat the Chiefs a couple years ago, uh-huh. And I did a post game, and I said, I'm not saying because I didn't want to.
But you wanted
I'm
to.
I'm done with this. I'm not saying. I'm so. Because everybody's scared. Stop couching. You say it.
You
and by the way,
started.
Yeah, but I want to end it.
Oh, okay.
Barry, by the way, I jammed in Jesse's small blanking Honda Accord. Whatever that car was, I slammed myself in there. So you're telling me I can't fit in a car? I fit my blank in a car.
I stood up for you. I said.
Yeah, you kind of. That was a loose one.
Well, there's more to it. I didn't play
this. I'm sure there's
any
more.
I'll
sit right between Angs and Tark, and I will just spill right into them. I don't have a problem at all. Now that you got this big new SUV.
I'm afraid we have to go.
Go boo in a bar.
Let's never do this again.
Go boo in a car. Exactly. That's it for us. Thanks for coming along for the ride. Have a great day. Take care. Be good.
Go boo in a bar.
Miss any of today's episode of Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin? Commercial-free full show podcasts are available free on the ESPN Wisconsin app.